Théâtre de l'Étoile du Nord foyer is buzzing in the middle of the day, with people chatting, working, consulting the thorough arts library, drinking coffee and smoking. It is a lively place. By day, the foyer and theatre area are filled with vibrant chatter. Here is where many of the main organisers of the revolution still come, as well as people who were marginalised under dictator Ben Ali, such as homosexuals. But by night, the magic of the theatre comes alive and spectators pay not a single dinar to watch the performances. This is part of the vision of its charismatic founder, Nourdine El-Atti.
Pour poser les premières pierres d'une démocratie, il faut que le peuple, il faut que le citoyen soit cultivé.
For the first building block of democracy to be put in place, citizens need to be educated and cultured. And it's only through creative culture that the citizen can become educated, because that is how he or she begins to think independently. And from then on, he can't be bought off. Not with money, nor with a sandwich, or not by paying an electricity bill. For that's what is happening currently with jihad. That's why it's so easy to brainwash people who then become human explosives.
Deviennent des bombes ambulantes.
Indeed, he says that this sort of theatre is unique in the Arab world. Not only its business model, the cafe funds the theatre, but also the performance space. 400 square metres of this converted warehouse constitutes the theatre space, and it can be put into several different configurations. Currently, coffee drinkers can look onto a classic stage showing a sparsely decorated room. The latest play at the Théâtre de l'Étoile du Nord in central Tunis is the tale of the servant Zerline. It is based on a chapter from the book The Guiltless by Hermann Brock, an Austrian. The old servant of the family divulges to a new tenant the secrets, infidelities and intrigues of the family and her place within that story. Sonia Zag Ayuna is the main actress as well as co-director of the theatre.
There is a certain critique of the family's lifestyle and the values of the upper class, or bourgeoisie, in which appearance is everything. But the servant believes that she is living in reality and she plays by the rules. It is also a vision of relationships, the separation between love and desire, which is quite a modern idea that a woman can separate them both. In fact, the idea that a woman has to be in love to desire a man persists today, even though it is a big lie. We've always done what we wanted, and we've put on plays that we consider quite transgressive.
The theatre was set up in the year 2000, 11 years before the revolution. Sonia says that whilst freedom of expression has opened up broadly in the country, perhaps with the exception of criticism of religion, nothing much has changed for the Étoile du Nord.
We've always done what we wanted, and we've always put on plays that we consider quite transgressive. They could be seen as controversial. But we have never had any problems. We have never been censored. Perhaps they haven't understood what we are doing.
But Nourdine sees a deterioration in the quality of the art scene since the revolution. He laments that emphasis is being placed on low-quality entertainment, not only when it comes to choices of festival lineups, but also in terms of arts grants.
Madonna was never subsidized by the American government. Johnny Hallyday never given a penny by the French. But that is what is happening in Tunisia at the moment. We've never had a minister who could tell the difference between leisure and creative culture.
Entre loisirs et culture de création.
Under Habib Bourguiba, the first president of the independent Tunisia who ruled for 30 years, Tunisia had a progressive view of the arts. Since the revolution, a new challenge has arisen in the context of a nationwide debate about the role of religion. Some theatres and arts venues have been threatened by Islamists, including the Théâtre de l'Étoile du Nord. The theatre continues to serve food and drink during the holy month of Ramadan, when believers fast during the day. But 2 years ago, three Salafists entered the Étoile du Nord.
Ils m'ont dit, qu'est-ce que vous pensez si je casse un verre et je...
They asked me what I would think if they smashed a glass and threw it at one of the people who was not fasting. I told them, it's none of your business. Allah hasn't sent you as a spokesperson. If there are accounts to be settled, he'll do it directly with that person up there, if there is a heaven. And I winked at one of the waiters to lock the doors. When they saw that they were being trapped, they fled.
Which is precisely the sort of extremism which the Étoile du Nord, this unique but important theatre, is striving to combat as it continues to enrich the cultural life of Tunisia. This is Claire Sharkey for RFI in Tunis.